Thank you, Pastor Marty. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Grace and peace to you all. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I heard a word from the Lord on the way to church last Sunday. coming down Kempsville up here, this storage place up there when I was passing by. And the word that I heard, I felt like was a personal word for me because something was already happening that I was seeing and that I was experiencing, and I felt like the Lord was just clarifying it. So I had planned on just revisiting that word that evening at home. But as Pastor Marty explained, in the service, when he put up that slide with those three prophetic focus areas, when I saw the one that said empowered to witness, all of a sudden it just flowed back again, the whole thing. And then I realized it was a word for the people. And so I emailed Pastor Marty and copied Pastor Niall, and he asked me to share. So before I share, I just want to kind of do a little preparation here for it. Two things. One is this. I'm sorry. One is this, that the way I hear, we all hear differently, right? Because God is the same, but we're individuals. So how we hear and experience God is just unique to us. But how I hear is I sense and I see. So, and it's kind of like this for me when I try to explain to people. It's like, for me, it's kind of like a professor. So what I sense is like the theory, and what I see is like practical application. Mm-hmm. So I explain that because of how I'm going to do this. The other thing is context for this word. I don't believe any word is new. You know, the word of God is established. The scripture is what the scripture is. But, you know, God does give us fresh revelation, illumination, and refining of our understanding for a given time as we mature in what he's doing. So that's what it is, okay, for context. So here is the theory, and the theory portion is what I emailed to you. And I'll read that verbatim, and then I'll explain the practical application that I saw. So the word is this. Be aware of the fresh anointing to witness of me, and understand that one plants, one waters, and I give the increase. When you plant and water, just move on. Stop looking for the increase with your eyes because you get dismayed when you think you don't see it. Just plant or water and expect the increase. Have hope, which is expectation, of my increase. I will surely bring the increase. My increase is flowing now more than before. When you are testifying of me, become more spiritually sensitive to when I'm bringing the increase and stay right there with that person on that topic and don't be distracted. Be aware I'm doing a focused work in that moment and change is happening. So that's the word, okay? We'll let that simmer for a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. So with regard to practical application, this is what I saw. And it kind of goes in line with the word, what you just shared as her witness in that miracle. So generally when we think about witnessing or testifying of the Lord, we think about the unbeliever and them being reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Sometimes some of us don't think about the fact that we also witness and testify to the believer to encourage them and to for their spiritual maturity in their relationship with God and their sanctification. So when we are sharing, and some of us, I think, we struggle with feeling like we don't have something to witness about, but we don't know how to witness because we don't have a list of scriptures or can speak like the pastor, but that's not what witnessing is. It's just us sharing our own personal relationship and experience with the Lord, and then he just does the work. So with families, friends, strangers, we just share. So an example, what we should be just sharing, an example would be, and you don't have to try, right, because it's really the work of the Holy Spirit. So an example would be, you know, say you're at work, and I'll say this is one of the experiences I had lately. At work, you know, someone calls, stranger to me, don't know them. We're talking about something work-related, and they just maybe mention, you know, I'm having an issue with X, Y, and Z. That's why I'm late doing this thing. And I may say, well, I've had an issue with X, Y, and Z too, and, you know, I prayed, God gave me a scripture, and I meditated on that scripture and had a change of mind about it, and it brought me peace. Just sharing just the facts that occurred, and the next thing I know, we're into an hour-long discussion about their need and end up in prayer and those things. And having to realize God is doing something, stop. Work is stopping now. And we're just focused on letting the Lord minister to this person however he wants to. That's the place where God is just saying, be more mindful of that's when it's happening. Don't, even though I'm working, work can stop now, and you do this. This is your real work anyway. So just being sensitive to his spirit, because we all know that the day of the Lord's return is closer by every minute, right? Mm-hmm. So as time is winding up, he really is doing a more focused work, and it's coming in a different way, and it's an immediate need. And he wants us just to be sensitive. We know the Holy Spirit is working, and we work integrated with him. But if he's off doing this and we're kind of over here, what he's trying to do in that moment honestly can't get done the way he wants it done. So he just wants us to be more sensitive. So when we're talking to someone in the grocery store, at the gas station, your husband, your wife, your children, whatever it is, no sense that he's doing something, and just stop and pay attention to what he's doing and give yourself over to it, submit yourself to it. That is the practical application of it. And now, if it's okay, I'd just like to seal it in prayer.
Okay.
All right. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protection and your provision. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, our daily portion today. Father, we thank you for this word, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the maturing of the saints, Father. We thank you, Lord, for our relationships with you growing closer and closer day by day, God.